Yonach Mem Chesi on top of the two dots. Omer Rav Yosef, Bar Min Yumi, Omer Rav Nachman, that Reya Hasmucha L'Doifin, you have the longer the animal, that like attached to the Doifin, to the side wall, Rashi says, Duvuka B'Tzlois, it's like attached to the ribs. So the Reya is attached to the rib, to the side. So, Ein Chesh in law. You don't have to be afraid, you don't have to say it's a nekiv in the Reya. So Rashi says, you don't have to be afraid, maybe there's a nekiv. Rather, with Taleya, that something went wrong with the Doifin, with the side wall, and that got attached to the Reya. What's going to be Helset Smochim? Let's say some growths came, some pimples grew on the lungs. Then Cheshish and Lo, yes, then we're afraid. Then we're afraid maybe the Tzmochim came because there was a hole in the lungs itself, and that's why it got attached also to the Doifin. Then it would be a Trafus. That's what he holds. Now, Ma Yehuda Mishmei Diavim Yom, he says no. That Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh Cheshish and Lo. In both cases, you have to be afraid maybe there's a nekev in the lungs itself. So even though there's no tzmochim, there's no pimples there, still, if the lungs are attached, a dovuk, to the wall, to the ribs, we have to be afraid there was a nekev, that's why it became attached. If Sodom says, hey, chiyavdinen, what should we do? How could we check it out, like to see? Is there any way to check it out to see if there was a hole there or not? Say, chiyavdinen. So Mor says, oh, my Rova, that Rovin bar Shavu Asavrili, he told to me like this and said that my sina sakina de cholish puma. You should take a knife that's very sharp. Take a very sharp knife. And I try and separate the lung from the side wall from the tzlois where it's attached. Separate it. So now, the ikura yusa b'doifin. If you see anything wrong in the doifin on the side wall there, if you see some red spots there, or it looks red there, so then talinin bota doifin. We'll say for sure, Mustam, there was something wrong with the Daifin. There were some holes there in the Daifin, and that's why it became attached. But the Reya is still whole, so therefore the animal is still kasha. If we don't find anything wrong with the Daifin at all, there's nothing wrong with the side wall there, then we have to say, Machmas Reyu Trefa, that for sure something went wrong with the lungs itself, and for sure there was a hole in the lung, and that's why it got attached to the side wall, and therefore it's a Trefa. Now, the afagav, and this chiddush is, the afagav left the loika mafkazika. Even though when you blow up the lungs now, no hole, no wind comes out. So we don't see a nekiv there, still it's a trefa. The same as time when there was a nekiv there, and it was covered over, but since it was attached to the doifin, to the wall, that's a reisa. And therefore we say for sure there was a nekiv. Yeah. Rav Nachman bred Rav Yosef, bodek lebibshurei. He was burning this and he put this into lukewarm water. It like blew it up and then he put it into lukewarm water to see if any bubbles would come out or not. And if no bubbling came out, see how this kasha, mashm, even though it was attached to the wall and there's no reis in the wall, still he was making. The Mora says, Oh male mazutra bread rav huna, bread rav papa ravina. He said that to Ravina like this. The hold the rav Nachman, bread rav Yosef, also in the home of Nitzalor. You learned it on this, but he said you could check it out, the pshuri, with lukewarm water. But you should know, on non-us, the rava masnilo. We learned that halacha, that you could check it out in lukewarm water, on rava's halacha. The yama rava says like this, hani tati unya, if you have the two lobes of the lungs, again, the lungs have five lobes to it. So three on one side, two on the other side. So if you have the two lobes of the lungs, hani tati unya direya. The Sirich and La Dodi, they're attached to one another. They got Dovah, they got attached to one another. So, less Lubadikusai, Liyachshura. There's no way to make it kosher. Like, there's no way to do with it. But we have to be afraid that the reason why they got attached was because there was a hole in between them. And therefore, it remains a trefa. There's no way to check it out. On this, Rav Nachman, Bredi Rav Yosef, no. Bodek Lebibshurei. He said, yes, you could check it out. But some way he did was he sliced it. He tore it. Cut them apart, and then he put it into lukewarm water to see if there'll be bubbling there. And there's no bubbling there. That's a right to say it's not a trefa. There's nothing wrong. That's the way he checked it out. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, "Maskel or Rashi?" Rashi asked the question, "Hi, my, what's going to do with the other?" Bishleimah hocha, bishleimah by us over here. You could check it out. And if you see there's no wind, like nothing is coming out from the lungs, so then Talina Bedeifin will say that most probably in our case where the lungs got attached to the wall, the side wall, will say something went wrong with the wall with the Bedeifin. That's why it got attached to the lungs. So if you check out the lungs and there's no hole there, then we say it's kosher. Okay, share with me, I can understand. I will host some, but over there, we have the two lobes of the lungs are attached together, attached to one another. What's going on? How can you check it out? Even if you'll separate them and you'll check it out and see no wind come out there, no bubbling and hot in the water, whichever one of the two lobes has a hole that caused them to be attached together, it's a treifa. It says, no tzad to be mekel. How can it be mekel? That's what a Rav Ashi is. Now, for the Mara of Miyam Rav Nachman, the true Rav Nachman said like this. Rashi what? That's what Rav Ashi said, and that doesn't make any sense. But now the Gemara is Nakashan of Nachman, the Miyam Rav Nachman Hochi. So Rashi says it means on Tehel Sot Smochim, that in a case where there were like growths on the lungs, then Choshishin Lo, then we are afraid that maybe the neck was because of the lung. Nechla Rashi says the Pshita Lo, the Nikva Reya, Lemahan Yelo, Stima Sabeifin. Mashma, according to Rav Nachman, that if we know for sure the hole was in the lung, even though the lung is attached to the wall, to the side ribs, it doesn't protect it. It's called the treifa. Therefore, he says, if they're tzmochim, if they're gross on the lungs, so you say the reyes or something went wrong with the lung, and therefore it's a treifa. But you see, the doifin on the side wall of it can't protect it. So he says, is that true? Umi, Rav Nachman, Ochi, I have Omer Rav Yosef, Bar Min Yumi, Omer Rav Nachman, Reya Shenokfa. If you have the lungs that had a hole came in the lung, the doifin size muscle and the side wall of the meat of the animal is covering it over, closes up the hole, ksheira, stakel kosher. So it's a stever. Here was saying that even though it covers it up, it's a treifa, and here he says it's ksheira. So Mara says lakash, there is no stever. Hossam b'mokum revisa. When does it say if the doifin covers it up that it's ksheira? That's only b'mokum revisa, where the normal way, the way it grows. Rashi's b'mokum revisa means b'mokum shereya v'adoifen gedelen k'yechud, in a place where the lungs and the side ribs meet together. That's the way it stays. Or smuchim tamid, Rashi, they always stay attached. There they don't separate, therefore it's ksheira. But halacha here that we say it is a treifa, shereya b'mokum revisa, where the lungs met up with the wall, but not in a place where it always stays together. A place which usually moves around there. So even though right now it was attached to the doifin, that's not called the good steamer. If it's not the mokum revisa, the mokum where it grows that way, then about it's a suffix to say maybe there was a neck over there, and then we have to go to chumra to say that there was a treifus. Now the more explains the heicha mokum revisa. Where exactly is the mokum revisa? Where do you say they grow together? That there we say it's ksheira, it's chitucha dunya. The chitucha where the unya with the lobes are like separated. So as she says, mokum chitucha dunya means shein somach letzavir, in a case where it's near like the neck, the meitzer achalal, and they're tight together there. So if there's a pocket there where the lungs are tight together against the wall, there it stays together, that's where it doesn't move. And if I remember the rest of the lungs, it is not tight, packed against the wall. So there, if it would just be attached now against the wall, and the beat smokim, some would say there was a reyes in the reya, something happened to the lungs, and there was a hole there, and therefore even though it's attached now to the wall, that wall will not protect it, since that's not the chitucha dunya, that's not their revisa. Yeah. Gufa, what would you say before? Omer Rabbi Yosef bar Min Yumi, Omer Rabbi Nachman, reya shenokfa v'doifin sois moso. Yeah, in the case we have the reya shenokfa, yeah, the reya has a nekiv, and the doifin is a hole in the lungs. The doifin is a smosa, and if it's near the wall that's tight there together, then it's ksheira. Rabbeinu says, "Vehudis sovich b'disra." It has to be though that's surrounded with meat. Rashi says, "Means an esveches v'necheses reya b'bosa shebein beis aslois." In the case where the lungs like got stuck in between the ribs upon meat. So that kits, that's a good tight pocket, they're like, therefore be protected. But other places it's no good, even though it's a doifin is near it, it moves around, it'll still be a treifa. Here. Omale Rabbi Yosef Ravino, Viloy Savich Mai, let's say the lungs is not really surrounded well with meat around it there, even though it's touching the dyphin. What do you want to say, treifa? Salma, what do you hold? Amrina Nakuvi. That we say, yes, it's called a nekev. It's called a nekev. Yeah. And it's called a nekev, yeah. For the Morihochi, if so, ki sovich nami. So once it's called a nekev, if so, even though it's protected by meat, it should also be called a treifa. It should also be called a nekev. So Tani, we learn like this. Nikev posul evneishu shoises. Nikev, there's a hole there. So Rashi says, this is going about hagid shalom, talking about a person. So on his gid, yeah, we left out the midiurin, and the gid over there, if there's a neck of their hole there, so a person is puzzled. Meaning to say, he's not allowed to marry a Basi Yisrael. Rashi says, Mishum Krushuvcha. That's called the Krushuvcha. The Torah says, a Basi Yisrael can't marry him. There's a hole there, on the side of it probably. And the reason of Mavneishu Shaisis, that it just spills out. Rashi says, V'eini Yorek Echetz, it doesn't come out like an arrow, like a shot. The Kamla we hold, the Mornidom, the Kol Shich Vazerat and Let's Out Zera. Shein Yorak Echetz is not shot out, doesn't come out like a chetz, ain't a mullet. So, kids, if the person has a hole there, so even though the Zera comes out, just drips out, but he can't, like, shoot it out, so he won't be able to make his wife pregnant anyway. So that's called the Kruf Shivchom, that is possible for Basi Sol to marry him. So, if there's a neck of the hole there, it's like a post of Neshu Shasis. Nistam, let's say get clogged up. Rashi says Hanekav Achakain. Let's say after it was a hole, then something happened. As the meat came there, it got healed up. So says Nistam got healed up or covered up kosher. Why? If Neishu Meilid, because then the person could like be Yorek Echaitz, he could shoot out the zera, and then he couldn't make his wife pregnant, send his mutter. And it ends off with the brisa Vizel Psul Shachayzelach Sheiroi. This is a case that even though he was once puzzled, now he could become kosher again. So for the Diyak is, it says, V'zeh l'mutei mai, mashmoni in that case, does it become kosher again, but not another case where it remains puzzled. So my love doesn't mean the mutei kagat, it comes to exclude a case like by Behema. That if the reya, if the lungs has a hole, even though later it gets attached to the dyphin, to the side, where the bosom is there, it's tight, and it gets clogged up, but still it should remain a treifa. Mashmoni by an odom, this is the one case they could become healed up, but not other places. So I said, Lord, it's not coming to exclude this. Lemut is coming to exclude the case of krum shol machmas maka bereya. The aim of krum, the case where there was a nekev on the lungs, and then there was a krum, a membrane grew over it. That we had before, that's not called a steamer, that's not called a good steamer. That's nothing. But in our case, where it gets attached to the dyphon, to the side wall, where there's a lot of meat there, holds it tight, that's the better steamer. Yeah. So what's no good is only stamakrum, from a membrane that goes by itself over it. Where it gets attached to the meat, that's better. Maskevlo ravukfo bachoma. Ilu inkov the dyphon lahador mai. So what are you telling me now? If you have this lung that has a hole in it, but if it's attached to the side rib, with a tight pocket there, then it's ksheva. But what's going to be now if there'll be a neck, if there'll be a hole on that side meat there, so the hole will go straight through into the lungs, my treifa will become a treifa. So it comes out, there's a case that if you have a hole on the side, on the meat of the dyphon, it can make it into a treifa. If so, listening to kuvas ha-dyphon, that should have been the Mishnah also. It's possible to know that sometimes there's a hole on the dyphon, it also makes it a treifa. So Rav says, no. All the time, according to your reasoning, Hodi Yom Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Om Rav Yechanan, Mora, if you have the gallbladder, Shenikva, that there's a hole in the gallbladder, they cover its muscle, and the liver is covering it up, it's Lechris Ksheira. Even though just by the gallbladder itself there'll be a treifa, but if it's a place where it's attached to the liver and the liver covers it up, that's called a good steam, it's Ksheira. Now, what's going to be Ilu Inkav covered? Let's say the liver will also receive now a hole. Lahado, just opposite the hole into the gallbladder, that will be a straight hole going straight through my, what are you going to tell me, treifa? Avad will be treifa then. If so, it's the same question, listening, why don't say in the Mishnah, Nekuba Sakovit? Let us say also, it could be enough Kumino, where sometimes you have a hole in the cover that makes a treifa. But this the Mishnah only says that the whole covered is taken out. But now you have a case that just a hole in the covered can also make a trefa. Ella, what do you have to answer? Ki nikva de lav mina mitra for lekatani. In the case of you can have a hole through the covered, what's going to be the trefus? Not the fact the liver has a hole, but just that the hole now is going straight through into the mora, into the gallbladder. So this hole in the liver is causing the gallbladder to be trefa. That the Mishnah doesn't say. So can I have the same answer for us also? Kivan de lav mina mitrafa. When you have a hole on the side rib. So it's not a trefa because of the rib. It's only a trefa because now the hole goes straight through into the lungs. So like a tani. That's why the Mishnah doesn't say. The Mishnah only says cases where you have a nekiv by itself, it makes it for a trefa. But here that its own nekiv is not just opening up into something else, that the Mishnah doesn't say. Benachanami, if there would have been a hole through the daifin that leads into the lungs, that would also be a trefa. Boy, mine rabo barbachonem ishmuel, hell sot smochim mao. What's going to be if on the lungs itself, there's like smochim, there's pimples there? What's the locha? It's not a sircha, it's not attached to anything, just on the lungs itself, there are pimples there. Omele said back, share my old discussion. Omele said back to him, afani, I mean, can I also say like this, that really is kosher? Elo shatamidim mizdamzin bedavar. The Tamidim, Rashi Megamgim, they wondered about this. They weren't so sure, the Tamidim. Why? The Yomer of Master of Nasna says, Malia Mugla Trefa. That if these blisters are full of pus, Mole Mugla, if it's full of pus, then that's Trefa. Mayim Zakim Shera. But it's full of pure wood. It's inside, it's not like pus. It's just pure, clear water, then it's Shera. So that's what the Tamidim weren't so happy with your psak to say any type of tzemachim or blisters, mashmi, even though it has pus in it, it's kshera, because they heard over, no, it's pus, it's psula, it's trefa. Or Malaysia said back to him, it's no kasha. Hahi bekulyit, that's talking about the kidneys. By the kidneys it was said like that, if you have a blister that has pus in it, that's a trefa. But by the lungs, no, even though it has big blisters, bigger pimples, it's not a trefa. That's only by the kul, yes, only by the kul, by the kidneys. Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef, Rabbi Kolzo Basrei, Rabbi Yirmiyah, going back of, in back of Rabbi Yirmiyah, Beshukah the Tavchi, in the streets where there were butchers there, the Sheikhtim, Chaznu Lahanech, they saw some lungs, the kindly Tzimchi Tzimchi, that there were a lot of blisters on the lungs. Omalei, Loiboy Ma'umsa, he said back to him, it's kosher, like I told him, so don't you need some meat? As if to say, hold this kosher, you can buy this meat. Omalais, he said back to him, no. This was Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef was going to the back of Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yitzchak back and said, no, I don't have any money with me. Omalai, let's be clear, you have no money with me now. I don't want to buy right now. Omalais, he said back to him, okay, Akfin, I'll buy in credit for you. I'll lend you money to buy. Omalai said back to him, no, that my Yevlucha, what could I do for you? That the Chiyosla came to Rabbi Yechim with such a loch like this, came. Such a case like this, when there was some growths on the lungs, so it came to Rabbi Yochanan, Mashdulu Lekayim to Rabbi Yehuda. He used to send the shadow to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. To Moribo Mishmei to Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon Atayla. That they used to pass the name of Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon and say it's Muta. But Velele Srilei, but Rabbi Yochanan himself didn't hold like that. Rashi says, Rabbi Yochanan Srilei Lachshurei, but Omitruv Namle Hebe Torah Lei, Nalei, to Le Shemini Mirabe. And Rabbi Yochanan was misupik about this. He didn't want to say it's treif. He didn't hear clear. He didn't hear clear from his rabbi that it's treif. But upon him, he himself didn't want to eat from it. That's why he also, he didn't want to eat from this meat, because remember from Yochanan, it's a suffix what you should do. Omar Rav said, he have a maskinon basket Rav Nachman. When I was once walking in Dakar Rav Nachman, the shukah de galdoi, in the streets of the tanners where they work on the skin, the Yamulon, some say the case was Bishuka, it was Bishuka the Rabbanim, was a shuk, what, with a lot of Tamil Chamu was there? Yeah, and the heavy sura, Chazi Behanath, they saw those lungs of an animal, the Kaimi Kandi Kandi, that they saw, Rashi said, Samochen Gedolim, or Kvedim. Yeah, they saw kids have very big blisters on them. And Vloyamalubla media didn't want to say it was trash and left it alone. Mashmashmash too old with kosher. Ravami Ravasi Havi Chalka is once walking Bishukah the Tver in the streets of Tveria. Chazi Hanach, he saw also lungs that had blisters on it, the kindly tinri tinri.
Tinri Rashi says, Smochim Gedolim, it's even bigger blisters. And again, Bloyama Lahu Blaymi, they don't want to say anything. Smash for just the fact that there are blisters on the lungs, that means nothing. That's not a symmetry for no matter how big the blisters are. As long as there's no neck, if there's no hole going through, he has to lose kosher. So it could be a hole, but no matter how big like the tumors look there, he held to lose kosher. Yeah. Another one says, it will look like this. What's going to be machat shenimtzas bereyo? Let's say you have a needle that you find in the lungs. After you cut up the animal, you take out the lungs. In the lungs, you find a needle. So what's the halacha? So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Chanina, Machshrei, they hold the animal with Mekasha. Rabbi Shimon ben Lokesh, Rabbi Mani ba Patish, Rabbi Shimon ben Elikim, Tafri, they both say, they all three say not to treifa. Lema, let's say, Bokhamifugi, they argue like this, Bokhamifugi, the mass of a chesern, mibifnim shmechsern. If some needle goes through inside the lungs, it zicha cuts through there, and may the chosra cut out some part of the lungs inside. Maybe it didn't go through and through, but it cuts out some parts inside. That's the machlokes. If a chesern, if you're missing some insides of the lungs, is that called a treifa or not? Chesern mibifnim shmechsern, or masavna leshmechsern. So what's law? That's not the pshat. It could be the kuliyam chesern mibifnim leshmechsern. Everybody holds no. Just the fact the needle will stay inside the lungs and cut in inside the lungs, that means nothing. That's not a treifa. V'och over here, bokim miflagi. Masavna samfunya nokat viasoi. The one that says it's kosher is like this. The way it traveled into the lungs, it went through the tubes, or the bronchoids. It went into the lungs, and it didn't have to make a neck of to get in there. So therefore, the animal is still kosher. Well, Masa, the one that says it's a treifer, they hold no. You know how this needle got into the lungs? Nekuve nokavi asoy. It only pushed its way through by making a hole. That's the way the lungs came in. That's the way the needle got into the lungs. That's the machlokes. Do we have to be afraid that the needle came in through a neck, but like punctured its way in? Or do you have a right to say no, the needle came in, stomach swallowed through its tube, that's the way it went in. So that's the machlokes, you have to be choshish for sinat. So Mura says, who machas, what's the case of this? The needle, the ishtakev bechituche dereya. That they found the mamish inside the lungs, where it like divides up, but the lungs divide up inside. So asiyu lekaim with the rabbami, the word from the rabbami, sovel yachshur, we thought to say it's kosher. You have a right to say that, since we don't see any hole in the lungs, that the needle came through the tubes of the lungs, it's no treifa. On this, Eisra Rebiyamiya asked the question, Pitaim some says Reb Zrika. It says like this, it says, that Horeya Shenikva, if you have a lung that has a neck that has a hole in it, Oy Shechosra, or else something is missing in the lungs, it's also treifa. Now, my chaser, wasn't it to say something is missing? Let me, if you want to tell me, Vachutz, outside the lung, there's a piece of lung missing. It's sort of behind the nikva. It's not worse than the neck. If madach, a small hole makes a treifa, so if you tell me some of the outer part of the lung is missing, that's a big hole there. So of course it's a treifa. Elalav, doesn't the Mishnah mean to say, mibifnim, that if some part of the lungs are missing inside the lungs, even though there's no hole through it, it's a treifa. Hushmamin, so here I see, chsar mibifnim shmichsar, that if some inner part of the lungs is missing, that's also called a treifa. So here also, Lukura, if this needle was found inside the lungs, even you tell me there was no hole, but it zicha cut away the inside of the lungs a little bit. So some in part is missing, that should be treifa. That's what he wanted to say. So yes, the kasha, I could just say it's kasha, Lukura should be afraid, it's called a chesam irfnim. So what happened was, hoda shadru l'kaimet Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Then they sent the shavah to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. So Sovgan Yosef thought, Sovgan Yachshu, he thought to say it's kasha. On this Eisra Rabbi Yirmiyah, asked the question. One second. So again, what Shadla came to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Sov Lachshu, he thought it's kosher. On this Eisra Rabbi Yirmiyah, Yirmiyah asked the question, B'tayim Rab Zrika. It says also, it's the same question, Areya Shenikfa Shechosra, Maichsar, again, Ilay Mivachutz, Hanu Nikfa, Halam Yifnim, Shemay Nechzam Yifnim, Shemay Chesaron. So he also was said, no, the Chur should be Treifa. Hoda then, Shadla came to Rav Ami. V'tofrit, he took a passport, like a Treifa, Nechanami. So the reason is like they're saying now, it's like a chesaron shebifnim, it's like a kol chesaron, so it's a treifa. Omrilei, so he said back to Rav Ami, I the rabbanim machshir, the other rabbanim before, they all want to say it's kosher. Omrilehen, hey nechshiru, they said it was kosher, she yoydim, it's a time nechshiru. Some of them knew some reason why to say it's kosher. But Anan also says, what Rav Ami was saying, Mieza tam nachshu, I have no reason to say it's kosher. So therefore, he said it was treif. The Rashi says, Shiyodi Mieza tam nachshu, Shirei, Boaz called, Rashi explains, by them the case was the whole lung came in front of him. And they saw that the whole lung was shleima, there was no hole in it, so therefore he had a right to say it went in through the derech hakon, it went in through the pipe, through the tubes. Mashenkin over here, he only got a half of a lung, he didn't get the whole lung, so he has to be afraid that maybe it came in through a hole, there was a hole in the lungs, therefore he said it was a treifa. Abanam is a tamnachir. Duma, as Rashi says, Duma, he had the reya, come on, if the whole lung would have been in front of us, minkavo, we would have seen clearly the nekif. So kissa, when you find a needle inside of others, there's something wrong. Because if you have the whole lungs and blow it up and you don't find the hole, it's kasha. But if you don't have the whole lungs here, then you have to say it to treifa. So Mara says, what's the reason then? Time nevertheless, only because the lungs were not here. Ha'isa, for if the lung would have been here, v'loy minkavo, they'd blow up the lungs, and there wouldn't be any hole in the lung, kshera, it would be kasha. I v'omer av nachman, hay simfunya dereya, that's the tubes of the lungs. The inkov, if there's a nekev in the tubes of the lung itself, a treifa. Yeah. So chur l'chur here also, you found the needle inside, let's say mistama, there was a treifa, it hit the inside of the tubes. So how can you say it's kosher? Because at most it came like through the symphony, so zikha made like a nekev in the tubes inside. So Marin says, ahu l'chaber itma. That was what Rashi says, eitzel pitzel, that's only talking about over there, where the tubes of the lungs spread out. That's on the beginning of the lungs, where it says, where they start to spread out. So over there, it's tight together, and therefore it'll protect it. But the rest of the symphonis, over there, if there'll be a nekiv, in Echnami, their type will be a treifa. If the neck is the beginning of where the corner comes in, so then the pshat is that's very hard there, and there it doesn't protect the side wall, won't protect it. Here it's like a treifa. But the rest of the corner, the rest of the tube that goes down in the lungs, that's much softer. So there, even though the needle will go through it, there it's not called a treifa. Smell here also, if you find the needle inside the lungs, then most you have to be afraid that's further down, they got a nekev, so long as inside, that's not called a treifa. It's only chaver ritma means on the hard part of the tubes, where it first comes in, it first spreads out. For the more I, the omer of Nachman, hai hadu with the kanto, the inkov lahadi chaveroi, megan aleha, Yerashi says, Adur the Kanta means that's dakin, a small intestine, that goes around it. So kids, as Adur the Kanta, that's this fat that goes around the intestines, the inkiv lahad lechavri, which does a hole one to another, so Megala does protect it. On the Vashi says, what kind of question is this? Treifis called Madmaladodi. Yes, the question, how come here it does protect and here it doesn't protect? By treifas we never say one is like the other. You can't ask the question, how come here it's crushed, here it's treif? You cut the animal one place, it'll die. Cut another place, it'll live. See if it can't bring any proof from one place to another place. By the Dura Dekanto, there he says, even though it's a neck of one to another, it protects and still it's crushed. Another one says, who machta, there was a needle. They found it in the big tube of the lungs, the big bronchoid, they found it. Found a needle there. So asiu lekaim, the rabbon, came in front of the rabbonin. Tarfu, they said it was treif. Asiu lekaim, the rabbonin, trufoi. Now they brought it in front of the rabbonin, trufoi. Rashi says, hanach rabbonin liel. Means rabbonin before. They said that it was treif. When you find the machat in the lung itself, so they asked them, what's going to be if you find it in the big bronchi, what's going to be? So on this, Rabbani answered back, they didn't say anything. Hetel, you didn't want to say it's mutte hetel, yamri bay, kishmaite.
because they taka hold that taka tzasa. But is sanamoy, the Rama says also either, kibun de misun for rabish taka, since you found a big brankoi, amos of funa makat yasoi, maybe they'll also agree that it only came through the lung, it only came through the pipe, through the corner, through the windpipe, and it didn't come a nekev. So you find in the big brankoi, that could be his mamish came just through the corner. Some of you find it later in the middle of the lungs, then you have to be afraid it came in through a nekev. You find it by the big one, here they're not so sure that it's treif. Moraita. Here. Hahu machto, there was a needle, dishtaka bechaticho de kavto. They found it also by the liver. They found it in part of the liver. They found the needle there. Yeah. Bechaticho de kavto, part of the liver, they found the needle. So salva ma brother yes limits, we thought they said it's a treifa. Why? Because my stomach came through the lungs, so therefore it had to be, it was a nekev from the lungs to the liver. Omle Ravashi, Ravashi says back to Moi, Ilu ishtaka bebisra, kai gavna, heavy tofu, you stomp, find a needle in the middle of the meat, will you make it a treifa? Heavy treifa ma. Like when you said to treifa, like what purpose? Just the fact the needle's in the bus, so it wouldn't be a treifa. So rather you said like this.